having talked about the different entity possibilities, as I've said, we're going to assume that you want the LLC. And actually, in today's society, the LLC is probably your knee-jerk reaction choice for an entity in order to run a small business, to do your real estate investing, to do asset protection within the family. It is a very flexible, a very neat tool. As I said earlier, the LLC is a hybrid. I'm going to call it a cross between a corporation and a partnership. That isn't actually the way it is. Let me explain it in a little more detail. A corporation has a number of elements. There are four core elements in the corporation. One is the ability to go on perpetually, to have a continual life. Another is the ability to have centralized management. The corporation is managed by the officers and the directors. The third one is the free transferability of interests. There's stock in the corporation. We can buy, we can sell, we can move stock around, we can trade it, we can give it to the kids, we can transfer it. It's freely transferable. The fourth one is the liability shielding. The corporation shields its officers, directors, and its shareholders from liabilities associated with the operation of the company. Now, when I say that the LLC is a hybrid between a partnership and a corporation, what I'm saying is that out of the four major elements of a corporation, in an LLC, you only get to choose two of those four. And then you choose how it's taxed. It can be taxed in a lot of different ways. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you get to choose two of the four. Well, the obvious one that you're probably going to want is the liability shielding. And that's pretty much just a given. Everybody gets the liability shielding. Now you've got a choice of one of the other three: centralized management, transferability of interest, and the third one is the continuity of life. Let's knock off continuity of life. We're going to run this thing for 20 years. You can set a specific amount of time. And the funny thing is, if in 20 years you're still doing business, you just renew and you're up again. So the continuity of life is not a big deal. That leaves centralized management and transferability of interests. Well, usually we don't choose transferability of interest either, because in these limited liability companies, we want to control who the members are. We want the kids to be the members. We want mom and dad to be the member. And we don't want the kids to be able to go off and sell their membership interests or to transfer them someplace else. We want to be able to control who the members are. Because the funny thing is, if I can control who the members are, I can probably control who the managers are, too. And we want to be able to manage the company. Dad sets up the company. He wants to be able to manage it. He wants to share some of the wealth with the family, but he wants to be able to manage it. So the two that you usually choose, one always, limited liability, and the other one is usually centralized management. However, having said that you are always going to choose the limited liability, I need to put an asterisk here. It is limited liability. If you are running a small LLC, a small company, you go out and you get a mortgage. You go out and you get a loan. You go out and you get a credit line down at the supplier. The funny thing is they are always going to have you, the owner, sign personally. That means you're still on the hook. Technically, the limited liability company could shield you from those liabilities, but if you're a small company, the people dealing with you are going to make you sign personally. They're going to get you on the hook anyway. In fact, on a lot of the loans and all of the mortgages, they are going to require anybody who has over a 20% interest in this company to sign personally. The reason is they want to resell that mortgage to Freddie or Fannie, and in order to do that, they have to have the personal guarantee of everybody who has over 20% interest in the company. So yeah, it's limited liability, but they're going to stick you with a lot of this as well. Yes, you're going to be protected from the accident out on the street, the trip and fall on the front sidewalk, the employees coming after you, those sorts of things, but on the loans, the mortgages, the lines of credit, you're still going to be personally liable. And, of course, you're going to be personally liable to the IRS. In fact, the IRS has big teeth. The company doesn't pay its payroll taxes. Guess what? Everybody who's involved, everybody who has any control over those payroll taxes is personally liable. There was a young lady that I'm aware of. She went to work for the rest home, as a matter of fact. And they said, man, you're such a good employee. We're going to put you in charge of the books. And they even gave her the ability to sign the checks. Now, the rest home wasn't doing too good a while back. And the owners came to her and said, look, you don't worry about paying the payroll taxes. We'll pay the payroll taxes. You just don't worry about it. You pay the payroll. You pay all the other bills. This went on for quite a while. And then they decided that they were going to declare bankruptcy with the rest home. Well, the big boys, they had distanced themselves very well from these problems. And guess who was stuck paying all of the payroll taxes? Ultimately ended up declaring bankruptcy herself. And in fact, she was on Mom and Dad's house as a joint tenant. Mom and Dad ended up losing their house as well. So the IRS comes and gets you. Just because you have an LLC or a corporation doesn't mean the IRS still can't pierce that corporate veil. Technically, they don't pierce the corporate veil. They just come after you. And by the way, if you're using your LLC or your corporation to buy real estate, you need to be very careful that you don't get one of the EPA sites, the brown land, whatever it's called, because the EPA, they don't have to worry about these liability shields. They just come and get you too. Don't we love the government? Having determined that you're going to use the liability shielding and you're going to get the centralized management, the LLC has a number of tax advantages that you just plain can't get in any other entity. We're going to talk about those tax advantages in one of the other series in detail. However, you need to know that there are a number of advantages. And in fact, I have recently changed one of my limited partnerships to an LLC.